The southeastern province of Pakistan, Sindh, is a region rich in history and culture. It has long stood as a symbol of resilience against various forces that have sought to undermine its identity and values. From ancient civilizations to contemporary challenges, the people of the province have consistently defended their vibrant cultural heritage and archaeological identity, inclusive identity and values, and tolerant social fabric against invasions, colonization, and oppression. The roots of resistance in Sindh can be traced back to the ancient Indus Valley civilization, which thrived along the Indus River. This early society, known for sophisticated urban planning, advanced agriculture, and abundant resources, established a unique cultural identity. However, foreign invaders like the Greeks under Alexander the Great marked the beginning of external attempts to dominate the region. The Sindhis, with their deep connection to the land, diverse topography and demography, and rich cultural traditions, resisted repeated incursions, demonstrating an early spirit of defiance that resonated through the ages. In recent times, it has produced resilient, self-sacrificing, and altruistic leaders and movements. Among these notable figures are Sufi Shah Inayat Shahid, Hosh Muhammad, commonly known as Hoshu Shidi, Dodo Somro, Hemu Kolani, G.M. Syed, Bashir Khan Qureshi, and Rasul Bakhsh Palijo. The people of Sindh have shown unwavering support and loyalty to these leaders, indicating their consistent desire for change driven by individuals they trust and wholeheartedly endorse. Furthermore, successful movements such as the Movement for the Restoration of Democracy, MRD, the One Unit Initiative, and various resistance efforts against extremist and exclusionary trends have significantly contributed to maintaining the province's inclusive and largely tolerant identity. The people of the province have always expected their leaders to lead selflessly and transparently in the pursuit of justice. This expectation arises from the numerous challenges faced by the community and a historical understanding that leadership should prioritize the well-being and righteous struggles of the people over personal gain. However, over the past decade and a half, the people's yearning for selfless leadership has been considerably divided and exploited by self-proclaimed opportunists masquerading as leaders within various groups. Many of these leaders, including nationalist figures, religio-political activists, and civil society campaigners, were likely covertly supported by the provincial rulers and their patrons. These individuals earned and betrayed public trust, prioritizing their vested interests and acting as agents whose controlled activism worsened people's lives. This led to a counterintuitive and paradoxical resistance, undermining their promises of welfare and trust. By doing so, they resisted meaningful change and maintained the status quo in the province.